As the US president ramps up his trade war on China, Australians are being warned that they also need to take a tougher approach to the emerging economic giant. A cyber espionage report released today accuses the Chinese government of violating its international agreements by stealing intellectual property from businesses and universities, including in Australia. So what can Australians actually do to protect their valuable intellectual property? Thomas Ariti reports.
The Australian government recently described cyber security as the new frontier of warfare, and a report from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute warns the battlefield is getting bigger and more advanced.
Essentially, it's the lifeblood of economies. It's the huge amounts of money that firms put into R&D, developing new drugs, developing new products.
Fergus Hansen is the head of the Institute's International Cyber Policy Centre, and he's been investigating whether China is stealing intellectual property from the US, Germany, and Australia. According to the report, China is clearly or likely to be in breach of its bilateral agreements not to do that.
It's stealing things like company secrets to use for commercial gain. So instead of stealing government secrets, things like your talking points in a meeting, it's about stealing companies' intellectual property or universities' intellectual property and commercialising them, for example, with a Chinese company doing that.
The stakes are high. If ideas from companies or universities are stolen, products can be built by companies in China without the need to pay research and development costs. Then competition takes its toll. The firms that initially designed those products can be outpriced and killed off.
China is narrow in its targets and hitting a smaller number of companies, but still continuing with the activity.
And it seems the impact is being felt on Australian soil. Back in July, hackers based in China infiltrated the Australian National University. At the time, the ANU said it didn't believe any data had been stolen. And the Institute's report also points to other incidents, including when the Bureau of Meteorology was compromised in 2015 by a foreign intelligence service reported to be Chinese. But Professor Greg Austin from UNSW Canberra Cyber is quick to point out China isn't the only country with its eyes on intellectual property. He says the United States is on the case too.
If you look at the CIA organisational chart, you'll see that two of its four intelligence directorates are involved in scientific and technical and economic espionage. The only test here that came into play with the Xi and Obama agreement, the only test is whether that intelligence stolen by the governments is given then to private sector corporations to defeat the corporations in the marketplace, to defeat the corporations of the other countries in the marketplace, and that the evidence of that since 2015 is not strong.
So that raises the question, how can we be so sure this theft of intellectual property is actually happening on a broader scale? Fergus Hansen says a lot's been put into the research.
We looked at the record of what government officials were saying. We looked at what the industry was saying. And we had discussions with officials in all countries to understand the full landscape. And there's different pieces of information in different countries. Australia has the most recent agreement. It was only signed in April last year. But the US has one going back 3 years. And over that time, it's become clear that China is, in fact, continuing to steal intellectual property, albeit with slightly different tactics from before.
So given those different tactics, what's happening in the world of technology that's enabling China to pursue what you say is this continuing theft of intellectual property?
Well, the key enabler here is the internet. So firms that are conducting R&D are basically storing that information on computers in their headquarters or around the world. And because of that, it's connected through the internet to China. China's able to remotely access that and exfiltrate it and steal it basically back to China. So it's essentially a problem of connectivity and one of the downsides of that.
And he's warning that countries like Australia, the US and Germany need to do more to stop the threat.
They need to increase the pressure on China. We need to start putting this issue onto the international agenda, putting onto the agenda with China, and we need to really band together. There's a bunch of countries that are being hit by this problem, and they need to start increasing the pressure on China, and if it doesn't respond, looking to impose costs on China for that behaviour.
According to Professor Greg Austin, Australia needs to strengthen its cyber capabilities.
Australian cybersecurity to protect intellectual property is not necessarily that strong. I think the Auditor General and a range of other authoritative sources have commented on that. But I think we need to shift the conversation a little bit from where ASPI put it today with the release of this report. The United States government has attacked China for imposing regimes on US corporations operating in China that require these corporations to transfer technology legally under Chinese law. And that's the biggest beef that Donald Trump now has with China. And really, that's really where the Australian government should be putting its policy effort, not into the hardly proven cases of cyber espionage for commercial gain.
The World Today contacted the federal government's Australian Cyber Security Centre, but it declined to comment.
Thomas Ariti reporting. And in a statement, a federal government spokeswoman has told The World Today that Australia condemns cyber-enabled intellectual property theft for commercial gain by any country. But the government does not publicly discuss specific cases, including those outlined in today's report. And the Home Affairs spokeswoman added that the coalition government has strengthened Australia's cybersecurity arrangements.